They're not able to have the same impact and the same negative effect Linus has a unison upset of the
But there are headwinds.
There are sworn headwinds against his team, Shaylon. There are sworn headwinds. So the moment they get an opportunity to attack us, they're going to get that right here. And now the fact that we're coming out with a problem, and inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have accepted our beings, and we will have improved, inshallah, they're going to be trying harder because there's something more to attack. And it's like, you know, somebody goes to the bank and is walking around with, you know, somebody who's walking with $10 in their pocket is not as vulnerable as someone who's walking around with $10,000 in their pocket. Right? So now that we are coming out with something from the Muslim Ramadan, inshallah, we are going to become more susceptible to these attacks. So it would be wise for us to plan now. What is our action plan? How are we going to plan now to ensure that we can defend and protect ourselves once we come out of the Muslim Ramadan? Right? Because otherwise, what's the point of gaining people, these rewards, blessings, anything, and then going away? Right? I mean, I'm not saying lottery is all bad. They're not. You know, people who win, it's like a person who wins the lottery, right? Wins the $10 million jackpot. And then they go out and they go on this one, they're bankrupt. Right? Actually, it actually does happen to them. That's why athletes also have a hard time after they retire. Because they're used to blowing away money, but while they're athletes, it keeps coming. And then once they're done, they don't know how to manage it anymore. So in the same way, we need to be sure that we have a contingency plan, we have an action plan to protect our gains that we have made in the months of Ramadan. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us repeatedly about shaitan. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan. And people are like, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about this? He's addressing the believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, what do you believe? Like, we already know that Iblis is an enemy, we know shaytan is an enemy, we know he's out to get us, and we know this. But still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan. Don't follow in the footsteps of shaytan. Wa man yattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan. Whoever follows the footsteps of Shaytan, what should he know? He should know that Iblis, Shaytan, he orders one to commit shameful acts of evil deeds. This is what he wants us to do. Right? He's going to say, okay, you see all these believers, they were crying to Allah, this is 3 nights ago. They were standing at night in prayer. They were fasting. They've got all these rewards. I don't like this. This is not good. That's, they might get mad at this way. That's going to defeat my mission. It's going to give me a blow. So let me try to get and find ways to take all of this back and come back and come back. And you'll notice this, that immediately as the month of Ramadan ends, just observe, immediately as the month of Ramadan ends, you will see the negative effects come back amongst Muslims. Our conversations are going to change. We are going to start back by again. You are going to see shameful acts occurring. You will once again hear and see people listening to music, especially with evil lyrics. You will see people acting immodestly. You will see a lack of modesty. You will see Muslims who are going to the bars. You will see Muslims who are drinking. Well, maybe if you don't go to the bars, you won't see them. But it's going to be happening. People will start looking at these material on their phones and computers if they weren't doing so much for them. So these things are coming up immediately as soon as the month of Ramadan ends. And they demand us, inshallah, they demand us to be opposite of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. But they do it in different ways, different approaches, because not everything works on every person. Right? Every individual is different, and different things appeal to different people. So they know that if they use the same approach for everyone, then we'll be, you know, rejected. That's why he said, the chief, Shaytan, he said, that I will come upon them, like he was making his promise to Allah, that I'm going to lead this creation, all of us, astray. This is my mission. What would he tell the witnesses? He told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his demo, the Lord's offering, how is he going to work? He's going to come from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left. He's going to come from different directions, so that he can try to get as many people as possible. So with temptations, with tricks, with pressures, right? threatening you with poverty. الشيطان يعلمك الفقر ويأمرك بالفحشاء. He's going to promise you and threaten you with poverty. And always you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's in terms of wealth or taking time away to do good deeds, it's going to lead you to poverty. And he's going to order you to immorality. And you will see this happening with your own eyes. He's going to attack us with thoughts, with feelings, with ideas that were gone in the month of Ramadan, or were spiritually diminished in the month of Ramadan. But after Ramadan, they're all going to come. So what to do? How can we defend ourselves? How can we protect ourselves and protect our beings from the month of Ramadan? So number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. That if a stroke, should a stroke from shaitan strike you, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So the quality of the believer is such that even if the believer is attacked with a evil thought, an idea, anger, anything which is negative, the first instant reaction for the believer is to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to seek refuge. Number one. And also, the Mu'awwadhatayn. Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. Very, very strong, very, very important in fighting against shaitan and evilness in general, including evil thoughts. So try to recite Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas as much as possible, inshallah. Secondly, it's not just about speaking. It's not just about what you recite. That's very important. But then action is also required. Because the more we follow the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam properly, the more of a deterrent it is for shaitan. They tell you so. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَرَبْتُ آدَمَ السَّجَدَ فَسَجَدَ. Here's when the son of Adam and the human being recites a verse of prostration in the Quran. Okay, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to prostrate against you, and we do that in the Quran as well. What happens? اعتزل الشيطان يبكي. Shaitan runs away. He withdraws weeping. Now why is he crying? You know what I'm talking about? Shaitan will do this will actually cry. Right? But the Prophet tells us that he withdraws weeping. And he says, يَا وَيْلِي أُمِرْتُ هَذَا بِالسُّجُودِ فَسَجَدَ فَلَا الْجَنَّةِ وَأُمِرْتُ بِالسُّجُودِ فَأَبَيْتُ فَلِيَ النَّارِ. That woe to me, the son of Adam, was commanded to prostrate, and he prostrated. So paradise would be his. I was commanded to prostrate, and I disobeyed, so hell will be mine. Okay? So every time we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are actually going against shaitan. Okay, and every time we go against the teachings of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going towards and following the footsteps of shaitan. Okay, so this is very, very important. Thirdly, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is our spiritual shield. Okay, there's like missile defense systems, different types of security systems, people put up on their homes or building countries or whatever, right? So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our spiritual defense. Okay, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Yahya alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Yahya alayhi wa sallam, to enjoin five things upon Bani Israel, upon the children of Israel. And among them was, I command you to remember Allah, for this is like a man who is being pursued by the enemy, then he comes to a strong fortress and saves himself from them. Okay, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so strong when it comes to protecting ourselves from shaitan. Similarly, a man cannot save himself from his enemy except by means of fiqh. So when it comes to our spiritual enemy, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the strongest shield that we can have. And if our level of remembrance of Allah goes down, as it does after Ramadan, you see the effects. Okay, so as I say, it's a zero-sum equation. Okay, one goes up, the other is going to go down. Okay, so remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, the evil influence is going to go down. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes down, navigate legal influences are going to increase. The recitation of Quran is a great example of the remembrance of Allah, especially verses like Ayat al-Kursi. In Surah Al-Baqarah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited is not approached by shaitan, he said, it's a faith of these. In the collection of the Imam Muslim. So this is what we can do in terms of our faith and practice. But also doing what we're doing right now. Doing what we're doing right now, not in terms of prayers, but coming together as believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. And this is important for us to know and to understand. That فَمَنْ أَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ مَحْبَتَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْزِمُ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Okay? Whoever wants to attain the best part of paradise, let him adhere to the main body of the Muslims. Stick with the main body of the Muslims, stick with the jama'ah, with the congregation. Okay? فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ مَعَ الْوَاحِدِ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْفَلَيْنِ الْغَلَقِ. Because shaitan is with the one who is alone, and he is further away from two. Okay, so if you stay alone, cut yourself off from the rest of the Muslim community, from the jama'ah of the Muslims, then that person, if I start doing that, that was sort of hard for us, my role here, but let's say I also start doing that, okay? I would become more susceptible to the attacks of shaitan. As opposed to when we get together with believers, especially those who are practicing and have good faith, then yeah, that gives strength to each other. So my brothers and sisters, my kind request to you is, if you've been coming for Jama'ah in the Masjid Ramadan, and not outside the Masjid Ramadan, let's try to increase with each other. If you have been coming for Isha prayer in the Masjid Ramadan, let's try to continue that and perhaps increase that after the Masjid Ramadan as well. So these are some of the ways of seeking protection at the shaitan. Now other ways to protect our deeds, as I was just mentioning, are our prayers. Right? Because Allah tells us in the salat that rarely prayers prohibit one, stop one from indecent, shameful, immoral acts. Okay? So if we increase the quality of our salah, and if we offer it properly, then inshallah, our protection will also increase with regards to our deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, in the salat that kanat ta'lamu bihi kitaban mawquta. Right? That worship at fixed times. Rarely the prayers are enjoined upon the believers at fixed times. So be careful. Let us try to be mindful and careful about our prayer times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. Right? Guard strictly your prayers, especially in the middle of prayer. Many scholars have said it's Qasr prayer, many have said it's Fajr prayer. Regardless, both are prayers which are often neglected. Okay, so be mindful of all the prayers, especially the middle prayer. Offer it together. For the brothers especially, offer it in Jama'ah. Greater blessings, more rewards, the raise, the rank, be grieved for every step that you drive. Actually, it comes also from steps, okay? There are cars at that time. But we'll hope for good from Allah that even if you drive, you'll get reward for every step, inshallah. Right? Angels invoke blessings of Allah upon a person who offers prayer in Jama'ah. So try to maintain that and increase that as much as possible, inshallah. Develop the habit of extra prayers, right? Because that too is a form of protection. Charity as well. So it's not, Ramadan is great, we must be charity, but we should also continue afterwards as well. Even if it's a small amount, regularly give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us in many different ways due to our charity. And when it comes to our own protection, because right now, see, it's easy to blame shaitan for everything, right? So you say, okay, yeah, I'm doing it because, yeah, Allah let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm just doing it, no. Right? A lot of times it's our own nafs and our own desires as well. Right? And one of the most severe ways to be reckless, my brothers and sisters, is by taking the rights of other people. By taking the rights of other people that are doing rights. Check this out. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the companions, radiallahu anhum, do you know who is the one who's bankrupt? Who is the one who's bankrupt? So they replied, he said, the bankrupt one is one who has neither money nor any property. Right? Even now, that's what we say, that's the person who's bankrupt. He doesn't have anything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the real bankrupt of my ummah, the real bankrupt of my ummah, meaning of us, would be he who would come on the day of resurrection with salah, with song that we be keeping, with sadaqah that we be giving. So he's going to come with salah, song, and sadaqah, with prayers, fasting, and charity. But he will find himself bankrupt on that day. How is that going to happen? Because he reviled others, he brought calumny against others, he unlawfully devoured the wealth of others, he shed the blood of others, and beat others. So his good deeds will be credited to the account of those who suffered at his hands. People will line up, because it's the day of justice. The day of judgment is the day of justice. Everyone will get justice for animals amongst themselves. So the dude's going to come in with all these good deeds and thinking like, you know, yeah, I was good, yeah, I'm safe. But then there's a whole long line of people who are looking for their rights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start dishing out his good deeds for those people he had wronged. To the point where Prophet tells us, if his good deeds fall short to clear the account, he runs out, goes down to zero. All these prayers, all this fasting, all this charity, everything is gone. He came up with a full 60, 70 years worth of worship. Now his account is zero because it's all been distributed to the people he wronged. Because he was causing oppression and injustice upon people. Now what's going to happen? Are they going to go into heaven? No, it's the day of judgment, it's the day of justice. So now, their sins are going to be transferred into his account. So imagine the great misfortune of this person who came in with all these deeds. And now he's totally depleted everything because of how he treated people. But not just that, he's then piling up debts from other people. They're being transferred to his account because of how he treated them. And then, Prophet tells us, he will be thrown in the hell fire because this judgment will then be made. After people have been given their rights from him, then all his deeds will be put on the scale. He has none, zero, nothing left on the good deeds scale. Now, on the other hand, he has so many other evil deeds on top of his that he got transferred from his account into, from others' account into his, because of his actions towards them. So, our brothers and sisters, we don't want to be this person. We don't want to blow away our deeds. Our gains will come from God. So, let us build, not destroy. Let us be people who do positive things. So keep building on the good that we do. Be a uniter of hearts, not a divider. Be a person who loves, doesn't hate. Be a person who forgives, doesn't keep grudges. As we come out of the month of Ramadan, let us instill traits which are positive, which will help us build and build and build towards goodness. Not take, you know, two steps forward in Ramadan and then take two, three steps back as soon as we come out of the month of Ramadan. Think of all the deeds and du'as. Now, why were we doing them? Were we planning to run them all the ways? Of course not. That was not our plan. And one of the signs of acceptance of good deeds is that they're followed by deeds of goodness. One of the signs of acceptance, because we want our du'as and our prayers and everything to be accepted. Right? Everyone wants to be accepted by Allah. So one of the signs of acceptance is that they were followed by deeds of goodness, not by evil. Yes, if a person has done any good deeds, but then resorts back to evil, that's not a good sign. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our deeds in this month. May He increase our level of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our actions of goodness and accept everything that we have done and guide us to be good after the month of the Lord as well. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, you're well aware of the situation in the hospital. I've been following it very closely. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you know I've been posting about this every single day. Okay, any news article, any video, anything that I find that explains to people what is actually happening, I share that. So it is very, very troubling. And frankly, I was crying when I watched some of the videos. It was very, very troubling, very, very sad. Because these are brothers and sisters, even if you aren't Muslims, they're human beings and they're suffering in such a great way. Such great injustice. So this is a test but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just for them. And I know it's very, very difficult for our brothers and sisters, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah brings ease to them, right? And release them. And not just in Gaza, the rest of Palestine, but in Syria and all the other places where Muslims have been suffering. Right? We have hearts. Our hearts should not be so hard that we don't feel anything. We should be feeling something.
sadness that is in our heart. And it's a test for us as well. Because there's such a stark contrast. We are here, relaxed, enjoying ourselves, and this other thing, where there's such a tragedy going on at the same time. So it's a test for us that what are we going to do about it? Are we going to be heartless? Are we going to turn off the TV or whatever and say, well, don't watch that movie anyway? Are we just going to turn blindly away from what is happening? So this is a test for us. Now, yes, granted, we are helpless. Granted, there's not much we can do. But still, there are some things, whatever we can do. Because remember, the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The results are always in the hands of Allah. All that's required from us is an effort, a sincere effort. A sincere effort is required from us. Okay? So whatever we can do, especially the political parties. Yeah, I was very upset at all the political parties because of their stance on this issue. Okay? So I was tweeting away and so if you're on social media, whatever you are, try to spread the word. There was protests over health, that's great. Speak up as much as possible. Put pressure on politicians. We use whatever means you are available. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to let the link put whatever means. We use whatever means we can. Make dua. At the very least, make dua. Donate to reputable charities who are helping our brothers and sisters on the ground. So make this effort as much as possible. Spread the word. Because this is not something that we should just be watching or spending. Other announcements. Tonight, inshallah, we will be having Tarawih. We finished our Quran recitation together last night. Thank you, Jazakallah, for everyone who took part. Allah accept. So, inshallah, we will be having Tarawih tonight and tomorrow night as well at the same place in the Shabbat Foundation Conference, inshallah, starting at 10:30. As far as Eid al-Fitr is concerned, so we don't have, in terms of the Canada's Association, we don't have an official policy right now we're going to follow. So, whichever organization you'd like to follow for Eid, also, we're not having a separate Eid prayer at this point. Okay? Because one of the points is to gather people together. Right? You don't want to divide people in this system. Unless there's a need. If there's a need, then that's fine. Right? But for the time being, we feel that it's better if people gather with other jamaats and other congregations that are going on in the city so that Muslims can be together as well as possible. Anonymous Square, KMA is holding an Eid Fun Day at Carter's Corner in Smithsville. There's a special Eid Fun Day package. Discounted rate that you can get by going there and asking for the package, inshallah. And also, and everyone's invited to that. Now, the Imams of Ottawa and Gatineau have come together to raise funds to sponsor an operating recovery room at GEO, which is the hospital of Eastern Ontario, right? And present that as a gift to the hospital and to the Ottawa community on behalf of the Muslim community. Okay? So, if you would like to support that initiative, please let me know. For that. And it's good for the community and for the broader community for ourselves as well. So please come let me know afterwards if you're ready to use it, inshallah. As a reminder, we do have these forms that we had given out, right, for pledges. So please, if you haven't filled them out, please do so. Come on, find me out. And this is a great opportunity to multiply our rewards. So please support Canada Muslim Association. And also, you know, Islam puts a great emphasis on looking up for the rights of our neighbors. Prophet has told us that repeatedly, regardless of their faith. So one of the things that we've done this year is that we make these postcards, these thank you cards, and this is to give to our neighbors who are in need. Okay, now you know Ramadan was late, the flower was late, school was early, the sun was late, people were coming and going, and they may have caused trouble to our neighbors. So on the back we have a short letter explaining Ramadan and Eid, and also thanking our neighbors for their patience, and this is to present to them with a small gift. So if you can get a small gift for your neighbors and present this card, sign it and give it this to them with the gift. It also has a picture of Canada's first masjid and a brief history of, very short, about the masjid and about the history of Muslims in Canada. Right? So this way, we can do something positive. We can reach out to our neighbors, educate them about Islam, about Ramadan and Eid as well, educate them about the history of Muslims in Canada briefly, and do an act of kindness, and an act of kindness. So these cards are available over there on your radio. Please only take the ones that you're going to use. Thank you.